I like Ike, I shout it over a mic, or a phone up from the highest steeple.
Okay. Maybe it's not Stephen Sondheim, but I Like Ike is one of the great political songs of all time, maybe because it's not like Stephen Sondheim. Simple, easy to repeat, and catchy. But as music goes, most presidential campaign songs aren't. Here to give us a tour through the Presidential Campaign Music Hall of Fame, or not so famous, is Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show out of WBEZ in Chicago. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I'm feeling Obamacallifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, there are other candidates, Jim, and we're going to talk about them and their music, too. But this year, supporters are able to write songs for their favorite candidates and post them all over the place, right?
Absolutely. We've been sent tons of songs, and Obama's folks have been certainly active in that. And one song...
But when you say folks, you mean his supporters, not necessarily his people.
Exactly.
Right. His supporters, not his peeps.
Exactly. Not his peeps. And he did send over a song that they were hoping would help with the ethnic voters.
Jim?
Yes, Scott?
I got to tell you, that reminds me a little bit of Deval Patrick's campaign song.
Yes. You know, this song inadvertently solved the nation's immigration controversy because it's motivated millions of illegals to tunnel and jump fences back home just to get away from
just to get away from that from that music. Yeah. All right, you've got some other music for us to hear.
I was wondering, Scott, do you read the newspapers?
As little as possible. Yeah.
Often when I hear Weekend Edition Saturday, I think, my God, someone please buy them a newspaper subscription. When's your birthday?
You know my birthday. It's March 16th.
March 16th. All right. Expect a Chicago Tribune around that time. Maybe sometimes. Anyway, you know, the question of negative ads has come up.
Yeah.
And most think it's a modern-day political strategy. But negative campaigning really goes back almost two centuries.
Who rules us with an iron rod? Who moves at Satan's beck and nod? Who heeds not man? Who heeds not God?
Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren, huh?
Exactly. Makes that Xerox comet pretty tame, doesn't it?
Now, is that a recording done on a wooden disc, or what? How do you get a copy of a Martin Van Buren campaign song?
That's an Edison White Pine recreation disc. Yeah, I think that's done by the New Hampshire Three Tenors or something. I don't know.
What about some contemporary Republican candidates?
Well, the evolution of this next song, or should I say intelligent design, is much like the I Like school of writing.
Agree with me, join this chorus, endorse the next prez like Jack Norris. I'm stuck on Huck, stuck on Mike Huckabee. I like Mike like a lightning strike, an American epiphany.
Oh, well, this explains the way his campaign's taken off.
Any song that can get Chuck Norris in it with Stuck on Huck and American Epiphany, that's some good writing there, boy.
It's very earnest. I like it. It's very sincere. Stuck on Huck. He's a good bass player, isn't he?
He is, actually. He is. And he used to weigh, I just read this on the internet, 780 pounds, I think.
I think it was more like, I don't know, 250 or something like that. But yes, he lost enough weight to cover little Timmy, your assistant.
Oh, wait a minute, Scott.
Yeah.
That's my cell phone. Sorry, wait one second. Hello? Yes, Rudy. Yes. No, I can't. I'm on Scott's show right now. Okay. Later. That was Rudy Giuliani. He's calling all the time. So much time in his hands.
I have my ring on silent, but I see the phone kind of dancing across the table right now.
I'm shutting mine off. Okay. Sorry about that. Scott, we don't want to leave out a favorite daughter from Illinois, of course, Hillary Clinton. And although she may be slightly behind in the delegate count, she's way ahead when it comes to annoying campaign songs.
Hillary, for you and me, bring back our democracy. Make this country proud and free. Let's stand up for Hillary.
Well, it's one man's opinion that at least it's better than Don't Stop Worrying About Tomorrow.
Well, I just don't think the strategy of having Hillary Clinton channel Michael Jackson through the June Taylor dancers is going to work for her. I don't know.
Now, this is a privately produced tribute, right?
Yes, you can see that on YouTube as well, but I wouldn't if I were you.
So you're getting lots of campaign songs sent to you by people?
Yes, they are. I think that that's the one thing about this campaign that's made it so exciting is it's internet-driven in many ways. Money, music, the drugs. I mean, it just it's all there for you if you need it.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Scott, I knew Jerry Lewis, and sir, you are no Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I beg to differ. You know, Jerry Lewis and I have the same birthday.
It proves he's not your father. Which is the only proof.
It doesn't prove that at all. Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show.
Presidentially yours. Presidentially yours. Those are the words everyone.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Scott Simon.